Okay, today by the show, we're continuing in the second paragraph of Masechta Sukkah, and today we are learning Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Arba Esrei Sudos Chayav Adam Lechol B'Sukkah, Achas B'Yom V'Achas B'Layla. A person should eat 14 meals in the Sukkah over the course of the 7 days of Sukkot, one each day, one each night, 2 meals a day for 7 days, and that's how you get to 14 meals. Meaning Teishvu Kentaduru demands that what one would normally do in his house, he must do in the Sukkah. No, there is no fixed number of meals that you have to eat each day. Meaning, teishu ken tadur does not mean that what you would normally do at home, you must do in the sukkah. It means treat your sukkah like you would your home, in the sense that even though normally you would eat 2 meals a day at home, if one day you were to decide to eat only 1 meal, you could do that in the sukkah also. If one day you were to decide to eat more, you could do that in the sukkah also. The only non-negotiable night is the first night of Sukkot, and that's based on the Gezeirah Shava, Chamisha Asar to Chag HaMatzos, that just like on Pesach night, a person must eat a Kazayis HaMatzos, so a person must eat a Kazayis in the Sukkah. The Rabbi Lazar then changed his mind later on and said that only the first night is really a Chiyuv, but he disagreed about something else. Va'odam Rabbi Eliezer, Mishaloach Leil Yom Tov HaRishon, Yashlam B'Leil Yom Tov HaAchron. He held that if for whatever reason a person didn't eat in the Sukkah on the first night, he can make up for it by eating on the night of Shmini Atzeres in the Sukkah. And this is talking about in Eretz Yisrael, where there is no mitzvah of eating the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, because he held that the Sukkah is compared to a Chagiga, and just like a Chagiga is brought on the first days of Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, and the halacha is that if you didn't bring a Chagiga on the first day of Pesach or Shavuot, you could bring it up, you could still bring it for the whole next 6 days. In the case of Sukkot, you could bring it even on Shmini Atzeres. So the same would apply to the meal on the first night of Sukkot. If you missed it that night, you can make up for it by having extra food on any of the remaining days of Yom Tov, including Shmini Atzeres, so you can eat extra. Say, no, this is more like Avir Zmano Batal Karbano. If you didn't eat a meal on the Sukkot on the first night, there's no makeup. And that's what the Paskin Kabbalas means when it says Uva, something that's a messed up thing, lo yuchaliskon, cannot be straightened out, can't be fixed up. Chesron, something that's missing, lo yuchali himanos. You can't count because it is missing. Now, Mishnah Zayin talks about the halach of a person who's eating inside of a sukkah, but his food is on a table that's outside of the sukkah. Misha Yerosh of Ruba B'sukkah V'Shulchan B'sukkah Bayis. If a person was in a sukkah, but his table was in the house, so Beishame Pelsin, Beishame says it's possible because Shami Yimashech Achar Shulchano, you might end up in the same place that your house is, that your table is, rather, which is in the house, and then that's no good. Ubeisil makshirim, but Beisil says that it's kosher. They're not concerned. Shami yimashech achar shulchanon. Beisil says, I have a raya. Amrulahen Beisil beishamay. The Beisil says to the beishamay, lo kacha yemaiso shayuch zikne beishamay v'zikne Beisil levakras Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharoni. Don't you remember the story of the zikne beishamay and the zikne Beisil when they went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharoni? Umatzu'u shayoshiv roshu rub of sukkah v'shulchanon b'sachamayis, and they found him sitting with his head and most of his body inside the sukkah and his table inside the house, v'lo amru lo davar, and they didn't say anything to him, they didn't protest. So that shows that even the Ziknei Beis Shammai think that it's an acceptable practice. So amru lehen Beis Shammai, the Beis Shammai said back to the Beis Hillel, misham raya, you bring a proof from that story, you didn't chop the end of the story. Afim amru lo, they did say something to Rabbi Yochanan and protest, and they said in Kena Yisa Nohig, lo kiyamta mitzvah suki miyamecha, that if that's the way that you've been doing the mitzvah, you've been doing it all wrong, and you've never been yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah in your entire life. The Rishonim struggled with that line, meaning that seems a little harsh. Even if you can say that you're in violation of the takana de rabbanon, that you're not allowed to eat in such a way where you're shulchan v'sukha bais, how do you say lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, that they never fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah their entire life? On a daraisa level, it's for sure kosher to sit in the sukkah with your shulchan v'sukha bais. So that's machlokes Rishonim, whether that's just an exaggeration. Meaning they're saying, look, yamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha in the way that the Rabbanan would like you to fulfill it, Or some Rishonim say that no, when you don't do a mitzvah, a mitzvah d'oraisa, the way the Rabbanon wants you to do it, you're not even yotze on a d'oraisa level, which is quite a chiddush. But that's a suggestion of some of the Rishonim. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Vav, we said that Rabbi Eliezer holds you need to have 14 seudos in the sukkah, two a day for 7 days, and the Chum say no, the only absolute that you have to have is a meal the first night in the sukkah, but after the first night, if you're hungry, eat in the sukkah, otherwise you don't have to. Rabbi Eliezer also disagreed with the Chum, what happens if you miss the first night in the sukkah? So Rabbi Eliezer said you can make up for it by eating extra on Shemini Atzeres, where the Chum say, no, this is something that there's no way to correct, there's no way to fix it, you missed out. Then Mishnah Zayin, we said that if a person was sitting with most of his body in the sukkah, but his table inside the house, Beis Shammai says it's no good, and Beis Hillel says it's fine. So the Beis Hillel brought a riot to the Beis Shammai, because there was a story where the Ziknei Beis Shammai and the Ziknei Beis Hillel visited Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharani, and he was sitting in such a way with his table inside the house, and neither the Ziknei Beis Hillel nor even the Ziknei Beis Shammai criticized him. So the Beis Shammai said, you got the story wrong. The Ziknei Beis Shammai absolutely criticized him, and they told him that if that's the way he's been doing it, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamechet, then he's never been yotze the mitzvah of sukkah in his entire life. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with the last two Mishnayos of the second parak.